and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Okay, welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your boy David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Today is May the 2nd, 2017. It is a Tuesday, a very special Tuesday for me and for you all. Hopefully, you all are having a great day. And with that being said, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the shows and programs brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. That's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, do us all a favor and go to the donation prompt that's there. Make sure you hit it. And once you hit that, it will show you how you can actually be a part of the overall financial backing, because, you know, everything needs energy, financial energy. And the best way for you to support this network so that it can continue to grow is by giving some of your financial energy. What I like to always say is that you can't just eat the fruit. You actually have to feed the roots in order for that tree to bear what's sustainable for your body, for your spirit, and for your overall eternal direction. So let's do that. Let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has its own social media outlet, so you don't have to use the mainstream media outlets that you use with Snapchat and Twitter and Facebook. You can go to a more holistic a more holistic network, social media network, and do all of your social media activities, and that is at BTR Community. You can also find that at the website for Black Talk Radio Network, or you can go to www.btrcommunity.com. And once you go there, become a member is only $24 a year. And what's really great about this is that you'll be able to promote yourself, your business, or some events that you think are relevant, or things that your regular social media activities, you can do that there. And I think that's more important, because what happens is that you don't put yourself at a position of disadvantage. And, you know, with the mainstream media, they are actually data mining you, and they're creating spider networks and selling your identity to other people that you would otherwise not give your identity to. Black Talk Radio Network and BTR Community will never, ever sell your overall identity to anyone else. So definitely go there. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, and you can do that, my saying is that a king is paid, a wage of a king is gold, a wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver, and a wage of a slave is debt. So everyone that I know and everyone pretty much that you know is actually paid in debt. That's cash, that's currency, and that which makes you a slave to the system. That's why it's imitation money. It's not real money, okay? Real money is what the great creator God Almighty has put here for sustainability for us all. That being, in the best form of that, is the precious metal. So if you would like to acquire, even though you're not paid as a king or a queen or a lady and a gentleman, that means that you still can save that way. And you can do that by going to our website, which is prosperitymint.com. That's ProsperityMint.com. And there you'll find, you'll see there on the website everything that we have in inventory. We have pretty much everything that you can imagine. But make sure you email us before you engage in that overall process so that someone can explain it to you or I can explain it to you. And you all know how you can reach me. I give my number out without a problem. You can text me at 951-790-8330. So today's show, we have a special guest. We're going to be getting to that special guest in a moment. We're going to jump into what's in the news. We're going to make what's in the news very, very short because of our very special Tuesday that we're having today. And I'm going to bring that to you. I can't wait, nor should you. This is a very, you know me, guys, this isn't something that I usually do, but when you come across great people, you always want to bring them to the attention of your audience and the people that you resonate with, and it's very, very beneficial to you. So that's what we're going to be doing today, and we're going to jump into that in just 1 minute. So with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news, and at any time, if you have any questions or comments that you would like to air, don't be shy, don't be bashful, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. And today's show is, we have a very, very special guest, and we have Dr. Intimacy with us. And today's show is going to be A Night with Dr. Intimacy, Finding Your Purpose. That's today's show. Looking forward with it. Dr. Intimacy is here. We're actually in her office shooting live on location. We're going to be doing this again pretty soon. Later on, we're going to be doing another spot at the Dallas Federal Reserve. But this is the first on location that we've done, and who better to do it with than Dr. Intimacy? So we're going to talk about Dr. Intimacy and why that's so important in just a moment here. We're going to jump into what's in the news. Usually we have a larger segment of what's in the news, but because of our special time with Dr. Intimacy, we're going to jump right into that. So what's in the news? First article of what's in the news we have. This one comes from, I posted this one, and it comes from France.com. China demands a halt to U.S. THAAD missile system. And this is something that you all need to be very aware of what's going on globally, because this situation in the Korean Peninsula and the South Sea of China is going to go live at any moment, ladies and gentlemen, and you know why that's so important, or if you don't, we will be explaining that throughout. You know, we talk about that on our show. This is what this show is all about, preparing. So definitely something that you should know so that you won't get caught surprised by this. And our community is always caught by surprise, and we're like, what has happened? But by the time you ask what has happened, that means it's too late for you to appropriately respond. And that's what we want to avoid, Dr. Intimacy. Yes. So check out that article. Next article comes from, I posted this one, where Donald Trump on his Twitter account says, and this is a little, let me fix this really quickly. Let me pull up the articles here. It's trying to hide from me. Here we go. Donald Trump's Twitter account today, earlier this morning, says, the country needs a good shutdown. And my quote was, be ready. You can actually hear, you can see what we posted there. Donald Trump, the celebrity figurehead, president of the United States, CEO of the Corporation of the United States, says either elect more Republican senators in 2018 or the rules now is 51%. Our country needs a good shutdown in September to fix the mess. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Once there is a government shutdown, and they just avoided it last week, and once there is a government shutdown, that is going to completely adversely affect our community. It's going to adversely affect you. And it's going to adversely affect your family if you are unprepared for that or you're not aware of what that means. So this is why it's so important that we resonate and that we have dialogue so that you will know these things and put yourself and your family in a position of advantage and not to be one in a position of disadvantage. Next article, almost done here. We got next one we posted. Oh, wow. Let me see. I think that's pretty much it. And I didn't want to post too much today. No, here we go. One more article. This one is from Reuters. Very, very important. And thanks to my man Sock for sending this one. This one is from Reuters. Exclusive. Fear of regulations caused big swing in London silver benchmark. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're seeing in the overall gold and silver market is about to really explode, and with there's going to be a divergence, meaning a decoupling or a separation between the paper contract price of the precious metals, which is fake, that's imitation, just like cash is imitation money. The paper contracts of silver and gold are imitations of real silver and gold. So where the real price of silver and gold is going to be extremely, extremely valuable. I don't like to put a dollar amount on it because I don't like to compare something that is superior to something that's inferior. Mm-hmm. But so this is going to be something that you can definitely do, and you need to protect yourself and your family by becoming more financially aware and protecting yourself, because the overall money is going to be the primary asset that is going to be used in the new economy. We're moving from a debt-based economy. Pretty soon, your credit score, your former debt history, your credit score, your FICO score, your credit history, all of that stuff will be irrelevant. What will be relevant in the future will be what assets do you have to collateralize your standard of living and your whatever it is that you're trying to do. So that is very, very important. So with that being said, I am so happy we're going to end What's in the News, because we have a very special guest here with us today. We have Dr. Intimacy that's with us. Dr. Intimacy, thank you for coming on to Tando Radio Show and blessing us with your presence. I am looking forward to today's show. Welcome to Tando Radio Show, sister.
Thank you.
Great. So, Dr. Intimacy.
Hey, I want my Facebook Live viewers to see you, so you got to sit back a little
bit. Oh, yeah, we got to sit back here. So
there you go.
We're on Facebook Live. Actually, you could go to Dr. Intimacy's. Can they go to your?
Yeah. Lenine Hanaya. Just look up Dr. Intimacy. Go to my personal page.
Yes.
Lenine Hanaya, Dr. Intimacy, if you want to see the Facebook Live chat.
Yes.
And you do want to see, because we look nice together, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We do.
Well, you do. You do. I don't know about me. I'm camera shy.
Yeah,
I'm a camera shy guy.
You do. That shirt on, it's looking real snazzy.
Well, thank you, Dr. Intimacy. But the real star of the show is you, Dr. Intimacy. And I want to thank you for bringing us into your office and having the opportunity to talk to our listeners, which is so, so important. And we're going to be coming back tomorrow. We're going to be doing a show with your audience.
Yes, you're going to be on Inspired Intimacy Talk Radio tomorrow.
Yes.
Name of the show is Men, Money, and Love. Romance versus finance. What's wealth got to do with it?
Doctor, you can tell she's been doing this for a while. You can tell, she's been doing this for a while. So let's talk about Dr. Intimacy.
Okay.
And let me introduce you all to Dr. Intimacy for my listeners on Tando Radio Show. And as you already know, we really don't do this, but Dr. Intimacy is so important, and what she talks about is so relevant, we had to actually bring her to you.
Okay.
So make sure you go to her website. Her website is drintimacy.com. Go there, and you can find her also on Facebook, and you can find it on Facebook at Dr. Intimacy as well. That's where you want to follow her. Let me tell you, everyone, this is someone that you need to be listening to daily. Not only just Tando Radio Show, not only just what we do, you actually need to broaden your horizons and bring in real relevant people that really, really care about and have a sincere yearning for our overall development within our community. And
right.
I thank you for that, Dr. Intimacy.
Thank you.
And we're going to get into that. So Dr. Intimacy is an author, an accomplished author. She has two books that are out right now.
Yes.
And I'm doing this all off of memory. I know this right away. And the first book is, your second book is STD,
mm-hmm.
Sexually Transmitted Demon.
Yes.
Powerful. Where did that come from? That name of that book, where did that come from? What was going on with that? Because, you know, if you really think about it, if you look at how the great creator God Almighty has established us, we within the animal kingdom, there are no STDs.
Now, wait a minute. I got to stop for a minute because I want to enlighten my Facebook audience too. We don't talk about money that often, so I'm glad to have you here. Brian wanted to know, is gold a good investment?
Well,
real quick.
Well, Brian, we're going to be really talking about that on tomorrow on Dr. Intimate
Show. You're going to watch the show tomorrow, Brian.
Yeah, Brian, we're going to have to hold that one. Tomorrow. Today is really about Dr. Intimacy. We really have to. But yes, Brian, for the short, it is. It's a very good investment. It's not only an investment, it's real money, and you have to get yourself and your family real money. So we're going to get back to Dr. Intimacy. We appreciate the question. Thank you, brother, but we're going to really be touching on that tomorrow.
Dr. Okay, yes. W. Watch the show tomorrow, Inspired Intimacy Talk Radio, Wednesday, 9 to 11 p.m. Central Time. Just go to inspiredintimacy.com to tune in, or Facebook Live. David Wren is going to be my special guest. Men, money, and love, romance versus finance. What's wealth got to do with
it? It's got everything to do with it. Okay. So, looking forward to that. So, today, here is Dr. Intimacy's book, STD, Sexually Transmitted Demons. And, you know, this is so profound, Dr. Intimacy, because when we really look at it, in my opinion, once we walk away from what God has established, the great creator has established from our way of living, now we open ourselves up to all forms of demons and spirits, evil spirits and demonic entities and all forms of death, disease, and destruction.
Right.
And this is something that's very... So how did this book come about? What the title
of all that
thing?
You just said, all of that.
Okay, so this is a book that you have to get. You can get this now. You can go
on my website, drintimacy.com. All of my products are there, downloadable or the hard copy.
Hard copy or downloadable. That's today's technology. Can't wait till it's on audiobook. It's on audiobook as well.
I don't have the audiobook.
We're going to get Dr. Intimacy on audiobook because, you know, one of the things about every book, when I read a book, Dr. Intimacy, what I do when I read a book is I'll read one chapter, I'll read one paragraph, and think on it and actually let it sit in for like 3 days.
Okay.
Because I think it's very, very important for you to really develop, even though the author is giving you their overall views of things, it's really good when you allow that to feed you.
Right, exactly.
And then you can start to cultivate it.
You need that personal interpretation for yourself.
Yes.
It's just like when you go to church on Sundays, when you hear a sermon, the pastor makes it general, but the Holy Spirit makes it personal for you. If you take the time to sit there and meditate, and that's why, I know this is a side note, but that's why it's not good to go hang out after church. Like, after you leave a good service, you need to go get somewhere quiet with the Lord and let him continue to minister to you about whatever that word was, because he really wants to establish that word in you, and he wants to give you the instructions on how to actually execute it and apply it. I was telling you before the show started, you know, revelation is not application.
Right.
Just because you get a revelation about something doesn't mean you know how to apply it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So we got to get still.
Powerful.
So that God can give us the strategy of application. The strategy of application. And that's why you see a lot of powerful men and women of God that speak on things so profoundly, but you do not see that thing manifesting in their lives, because they never get the strategic application of how to execute that thing in their lives.
So, so true. Now you see why it was so important to get Dr. Intimacy with you all.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very powerful, and that's very true. And you have to get back into your own inner space and with your talents and ability that God has given you, and that's so, so important. So very, very well said, Dr. Intimacy, and that's something that we really should really start to develop. Is our own personal time.
Right.
We need to establish our own person, because you need to have a personal relationship with the great creator God Almighty.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say something a little deeper than that.
Yeah, yeah,
not personal time, because remember, Yahweh does not, he's not confined by time. He's in eternity.
Agreed.
And we need to learn how to spiritually dwell in eternity with him, with unbroken fellowship. And I mean, that's really my passion, because that's how he designed us to dwell in unbroken fellowship with him in eternity. Our spirits are not limited to the realm of time. That's only for things on the earth. So our bodies are restricted by time, but spiritually we are free to interact with him, I mean, perpetually, unbroken.
Yes.
And so when we learn how to, the way he described it to me was to develop an awareness of his nearness. and awareness of
his nearness. I love it. I love it.
So we're never looking for God. He's never far. He's always here. We have to condition ourselves to be aware of the fact that he's here.
Right. Wow. That was much deeper.
Yeah.
That was much deeper.
Because
time is something that man has created. Eternity is what the great creator God Almighty has given as great fortune, as prosperity, as a way to sustain and being whole and to create your perfect existence. So, you know, and Dr. Intimacy, I would love your opinion on this. You know, this is just me. I believe we are perfect, not striving to be perfect.
Interesting, okay.
Because the great creator makes no mistake.
Right.
So if we were all the great creator had thought to actually to create us, that means that we are able to create like the great creator.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that we have the opportunity to be perfect.
Yes.
Now, striving to be perfect means that we are trying to get to our fullness in eternal blessing that the great creator God Almighty has given us. And so, I think it's very, very important for us to realize who we are. And this is why it's Dr. Intimacy, because it's so important for us to realize our perfect role.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a sub-perfect role or an imperfect role. It's our perfect role, because we actually can fulfill that. And, you know, in today's world, they work on our self-esteem, to get our self-esteem low, to get us, you know, to where we need the system and we need man and we need this. And that is because that's a substitute for what God has given us, a sustainable life.
Right.
And so I just, when you said that about time, and this is one thing as all my listeners know here on Tando Radio Show, I always talk about time being something that man has created to enslave and subjugate you. Eternity is what the great creator has given you to reach your fullness of your talents and your capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we are perfect. It's just a matter of us walking in that perfection and developing and nurturing that perfection to full fruition. And once we're able to do that, wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow. Who needs the lies? Who needs socks?
Hashtag no socks. Who needs socks? Intimacy.
Exactly.
Right.
So, Dr. Intimacy, you also have another book that I want to really quickly, before we get into some questions, if you'd like to give us a call at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025.
Let me put that in the chat here, the Facebook chat. What's that number?
It's 866-510-9025.
Okay.
And then hit star, you'll come up on the board, and then we will definitely get to you, Scotty. We'll let us know, and then we'll get your question. Remember, a dialogue is much more important than a monologue.
Okay.
That's just where we have relationships, where you can get intimate.
Yes, that's right.
You can get intimate. So back to Dr.
You can get intimate in a monologue, too, though, with yourself. And
very important.
That's part of what I'm doing with Dr.
Intimacy. Some of my questions, Dr. Intimacy.
Okay, let
me get to that, Dr. Intimacy. See, Dr. Intimacy is way beyond gone. I got to bring up that Dr. Intimacy. I walk slow. Well, hold on. I trip a lot, Dr. Intimacy. Don't run. So let me catch up to Dr. Intimacy here. So Dr. Intimacy also has another book, very, very important. And this book is The Spirit of Sexual Perversion. Very, very important. You can also find this
on my website or Amazon.
Definitely.
I prefer for you to get them from my website, though, because I get more, you know, I get my money.
Well, your print is better. And let me tell you.
Cut out the middleman.
That is so important that we support each other, you know, because many times we're always looking for something real. And that's not the best thing for us.
Right.
You know, it really, really isn't. That means that this is where you're not being spiritually and physically, you're not getting the spiritual and physical nutrients that you really do need. So,
yeah, and look, you know what? Looking to get things for free is an open door for poverty.
It is.
Looking for free brings poverty. Look, that rhymes.
Well, there we go.
You know I rap,
you know,
right?
Yeah, yes, you do. Because you live from New York.
Right? But if you don't need money, then money will not come to you. Money, the Bible says that money answers all things, okay? Meaning that money is the answer to needs on the earth. It doesn't answer anything spiritually or soulfully, but it deals with material needs. So if you don't give money an assignment, then it has no purpose in your life.
Right.
And if you're getting everything for free, then money has nothing to do in your world. So it will. If you want it for free, then it will flee.
It
will leave you. And so I've gotten to the point where I really enjoy paying for things. I like paying for things. You know, I like paying top dollar for things. I don't always have it, but it's a blessing to me to hire somebody to do something, even if I don't need them to, because that's increasing their value.
Yes, that's,
you know,
an investment.
Yes, it's investing in that person. So, and I think when you sow that way, it comes back to you as well, where people will actually pay the full price. When I, you know, have something, that they're going to pay for myself as well. You reap what you sow, right?
You sure do.
If you always want the hook up, then somebody always going to come to you asking for
a hook up. Mm-hmm. And that is not anything that you really can build a sound foundation. So let's go to Dr. Intimacy's website, and you will find the books there. So she's the author of two books, very powerful books. And Dr. Intimacy, I want to ask you a personal question from this standpoint.
Please,
of your
let's
book.
Get to it.
From this standpoint, I want to talk about the books first, because
okay.
Books are, you know, books are very, very energy consuming.
Okay.
You know, you get writer's block, you're up late, you have to manage, okay, this goes here. What was the inspiration behind your first book?
Really, the Lord just told me to write it.
Mm-hmm. And this was your first book?
No, this was The Spirits of Sexual Perversion reference book was my first book. This is actually the third edition of it, but
okay.
A Metamorphosis of this book was my first book, and it was really just my personal journey trying to understand how to get deliverance for spirits of sexual perversion that were in my life as a woman of God, as a preacher, as a mother, as a wife that came from a very difficult background. I was raped and molested when I was 2 years old, so I was just a toddler when I was introduced to the world of sexuality before I was old enough to even intellectually comprehend what was happening to me. So I never had the opportunity to decide when to wake up my sex drive.
Right.
Yeah, it was awakened for me before I had the intellectual capacity to control it, to temper that appetite. You see what I'm saying?
Sure, definitely,
So my sexual appetite was raging from the time I was a toddler, because it was awakened before I had the ability to exercise self-control. Children don't have self-control.
No.
Toddlers don't have self-control. That's why they have tantrums.
So true.
You know, and so if you introduce a human being, okay, a tiny human, to any type of overwhelming trauma, any type of overwhelming pleasure,
act of anger,
anything, if they're exposed to anything, especially something that is emotional or sensual, okay, when you start to deal with passions and appetites, and those are awakened in a toddler before they have the ability to exercise self-control and temperance, then you're going to have a very out-of-control young person. And when that grows with you, you don't remember now the entry point of that lack of control. You don't know why that lack of control exists in your life, because you don't really you don't have any point of reference for when you were not like that. And that's the problem.
Exactly.
So if you grow up as a virgin and, you know, you get to decide at the age of 15, well, I want to give my virginity away, it's a conscious decision that you make that this is what I want to
like
do right
20,
now.
Can we do like 20 and 21 year
olds?
I got a daughter. Can we move that number up a little?
Right? Back to 30, right? But I
wouldn't mind. Go ahead.
I'm just talking about, you know, being at an age of accountability,
yes.
And that's really what I'm dealing with right now, having the conscious capacity to make a decision about what you want to do with your appetite. And you don't have that as a child.
No, you don't.
Okay, and so that's what really happened to me, that appetite being awakened at such a young age it growing with me and me not having any point of reference from when that appetite was not awake. I never remembered it being asleep. And I had to deal with that. You know, I had to deal with that as a woman of God. I had to deal with that as a preacher. Just because you go to the altar and get born again, it doesn't mean that you are all of a sudden automatically, you know, by osmosis delivered from whatever you've been dealing with, whatever addiction, whatever perversion, whatever anger issues, whatever hatred, racism issues. It's not going anywhere. You know what I mean?
So true.
That stuff is still with you. It gives you, the salvation gives you the opportunity to hand all of those things over, to walk them out. You know, Paul said, I die daily. So you have to die to your old ways daily and put on that new man daily. But it's not an automatic eviction notice for things that have taken residence with you in your life. It's like if you move into a new house that was infested with cockroaches and mice. They're not leaving just because you moved in. They're like, okay, well, we'll make a little room for you. But, you know, this corner of the house.
right, exactly. Because there was a process for them to get there. It's going to be a process for that to actually move into a different realm. And, you know, you said something very, very powerful. I firmly believe that a hurt child will grow up to be an angry adult.
Mm.
And when you spoke about your experiences at such a young age where, you know, you're being introduced, violated at 2 years old, and that is for that to happen, that type of energy to be actually suppressing you, because that's really what it does, you know, because young people are very impressionable. You can lead, you know, you can do many things to them. You can create their full potential, or you can utterly destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
Because their trust is in, they're so vulnerable. And so if you would, you said something so important, growing with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it wasn't just the act, but it's also the prolonged burden of the acts, because it continues to repeat itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this in so many different traumatic events.
Right.
And what more traumatic event can you have for your daughter at 2 years old to be sexually, you know, victimized? And then now your daughter has, that young lady has to grow with that energy and that burden.
And the sexually transmitted demons.
I mean,
you have to think about the depraved mindset of somebody that would do that to a child, and what that is releasing into that child. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's not just the physical or the fleshly appetite, but it's the spiritual energy now that is attached to it. It's the sexual blood covenant that's been made with this person that has violated you, now that you're carrying not only the trauma of that happening, but the energy of that person and all of the demons that fuel the behavior.
Yes.
All of that is growing with you. It's shaping you. It's molding you. It's teaching you. And something that people don't understand about spirits, you know, and I know that's not all what the show is about, but one of the great revelations from the spirits of sexual perversion, as God was taking me through my own deliverance process, is that deliverance has to happen. We're triune beings. We're spirit, soul, and body, made in the image and the likeness of the Father. He's spirit, soul, and body. We are spirit, soul, and body, just like him, okay? And when we get delivered, deliverance is not complete until we're delivered spirit, soul, and body.
And body.
Right.
Right.
And so it's not usually approached that way. Usually there, you know, there may be an exorcism, you know, where a demon is cast out, or, you know, maybe some scripture reading or some counseling. But we tend to be very one-dimensional when it comes to deliverance. And deliverance really has to be, you know, it has to be four-dimensional, really. But when you're talking about the soul, you're talking about the mind, the will, and the emotions, right? When you grow up with spirits attached to you, they mentor you. And you
they
know what,
sure do.
You know what mentorship is?
Yes.
They disciple
they
you.
They disciple you,
Those
yes.
spirits disciple you.
Yes.
And what that means is...
They counsel you.
They train you to become like them.
Exactly.
Ah, And see, people don't really get that. You know, when the Spirit has been with you for a long period of time, it trains you, it disciples you to become like it. And when you come into salvation, or you get to that point in your life where you realize, like, hey, this is not the way that I want to live, there has to be a reprogramming of your whole paradigm, because for the length of time that you've been walking or living that way, you've been mentored and discipled by the Spirit. It has given you a certain mindset. It has taught you to respond to things. Well, I mean, think about what a mentor does in
yes.
your life.
Yes.
What does a mentor do? What does a teacher do? What does a rabbi do? They teach you how to think, how to behave, how to respond, where to invest, who to connect to. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So this
yes.
thing has shaped your whole life, your entire mentality. It has molded your whole mode of operation. And you don't get delivered from that in a night at the altar.
No.
And that's where these books came from. That's what it was all about. Me not understanding that, me saying, you know, I accept you, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior, had nothing to do. Let's see, I was 22 when I really surrendered my heart to the Lord. That had nothing to do with 22 years of being discipled by demons.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, Dr. Intimacy, now you can see we're getting to Dr. Intimacy as we're going through the initial possession that the demons wanted to take of this young beautiful person, because the potential of you at 2 years old is great.
Mm-hmm.
Is the potential of everyone at all stages of their life is great. We don't recognize it, but believe me, I believe that the demonic entities in the spirits of things, they know your capability.
Yes,
and you know,
do.
When you talked about the purging, because that's really what you were talking about, the purging of that. Right after that purging, you're very vulnerable because there's a void now.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And Dr. Intimacy, yes. what you talk about, what does that mean to you, and how we develop from a 2-year-old child
mm-hmm.
being assaulted and growing? I mean, we have to talk about your years growing up to where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
But that void, once you were able to purge spiritually your soul and your body, that void, how long was that void there, and then how... What was the deciding factor, or what was the energy that you decided to replace that evicted spirits? Because they don't just come, you know, in one. They come multifaceted. And, you know, and I think this is so important with your experience, because it's not just with rape. You can do this with all. This is the overall methodology.
Mm-hmm.
This is the M.O.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is the MO, and we can do this with, of course, with our overall, when you look at our historical domestic violence that the country has waged on, purposely waged on selected group of people, our community
mm-hmm.
in particular, those were all demonic attacks
mm-hmm.
that need to be removed,
right,
and that
right.
void needs to be filled. So tell me about, once you were able to evict those spirits, and then the void that was there, and then what was it? How did you fill it with Dr. Intimacy now?
I think, you know, the greatest thing that I learned about deliverance, and it's really just been over the last couple of years, really, because the first time that I wrote The Spirits of Sexual...
Just a couple of years, Dr. Intimacy. You can't just give me a couple of years.
Okay,
I want specifics. You know, you couple of years. Is it 10 years? 20 years?
I've been doing this for 20 years come September, okay?
Wow.
This September is my 20-year anniversary full-time ministry. So when I say a couple of years, I'm going to say probably the last 2 years, maybe. Literally a couple.
You were sincere to the word couple. There's a
yeah,
couple.
Literally.
Wow.
A couple of years that I've really come into the greatest understanding of deliverance. And the reason for that is, you would think that somebody that would write a big, what, 300 and I think this is 305-page book on the spirits of sexual perversion reference book. I mean, you know, like, this is the book. Like, I wrote God's
the reference
book
right.
on sex and perversion and deliverance. Like, you would think, you know, I got this, right?
Yes.
I would think I got this. And I didn't got this. You know what I mean? Like, that's why. That's where.
Wait. And you know what? Don't say that's not good English. Let me tell you why. Because that was perfectly communicated to everyone that was listening. We know exactly what you're talking about. But go ahead, Dr. Inslee. You got this. You don't got this.
That's right. I didn't doubt this. But I, you know, I found that's where that revelation came from. Revelation is not application. That's why I made that statement. Revelation is not application. Yes, I had the entire revelation. God gave me the whole war plan laid out strategy for deliverance from sexual perversion. But it was not executing in my life the way that I wanted it to. I mean, 10 years into my marriage, and this is something, I'm writing a book about it, so I've never gotten into the whole details of it. But I actually had an extramarital affair, mm-hmm. like, after I wrote this book, okay?
Okay.
So, I mean, when I say I didn't have this, I mean it. When I say I don't got this, it was like, wait, you know, why don't I understand?
No socks.
Hashtag no socks. Why don't I understand what it is that I've written about, that I've taught other people about? How come I don't see this being smoothly, perfectly, skillfully executed in my own life? And I had a whole, and the second version of this book was actually written after that whole experience, because, of course, I had a whole new level of understanding at that time, right? But I didn't put a deliverance section in the second version of the book. It was in the first book. The first book had 150 wow. pages, 12 steps to deliverance. And, I mean, it was really good. But obviously there was something about it that was flawed, because I wasn't perfectly delivered. So there was something flawed in the theology or the presentation of it. It's like, well, something is missing from this, because it didn't completely work for me, for my children, for my husband. You know, there was like perversion running rampant in my family. There were a lot of things going on that was just breaking my heart. And so here was the great revelation that I got about deliverance. It's love. Deliverance is love. I mean, it is the ultimate execution of deliverance, is to understand the perfection of Yahweh's love. And when you pursue love, it will actually deliver you from any and everything. I don't care if it's
everything.
Hatred, racism,
anger.
Poverty, anger, sex. You know, and all of the other things help, you know, reading, you know, laying on them hands, passing
well,
out
wait,
demons.
You said deliver you from sex. Wait a minute. That's
perversion. No,
oh, okay.
Hey, no, not the good part. Not the good part. We don't want to get delivered from that now. Now, Dr. Intimacy is a huge proponent of healthy, fun, sex. Please have it often.
Ooh,
have a
wait,
lot of
wait,
it.
Okay.
With your spouse. Have a good, you know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay.
We got to talk about that.
Yeah, well,
have fun
on.
With it.
That was a mistake, but it was clarified.
Thank you for picking up
you.
On that.
I got you.
But I just mean, you know, the illicit form of it that you don't want in your life, the misrepresentation of what Yahweh intended for that to be. And when he started, even when you were talking earlier, I wanted to jump in there, and you said, we're perfect. The scripture says, be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. And that really baffled me for many years. I wondered what he meant about that. But if you look at the full context that was being taught, I think it's in Matthew chapter 6, if I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
5 or 6, the whole context of that verse was all talking about love. It was talking about love and forgiveness. And so when he was saying, be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect, he was talking about perfecting the Father's type of love. The Bible says God is love. And so when we perfect the love, we become perfect human beings. And so having a focus, here was the flaw in the 12 steps to deliverance. The theology was sound. I mean, you can get that now. It's awesome. And if you apply it with this addition, you know, the foundation that I'm
right.
about to give
yeah.
you. The foundation was missing. But you have to apply it with love. You have to pursue love. The pursuance of love has to be the foundation. Because if you make, listen to this, this is so powerful, okay, I want you to catch this, anybody listening. If you make deliverance from something your focal point, then you're not focused on what you're going to.
Yes.
So then the sin becomes your focus.
It becomes your focus.
If you're trying to get delivered from something, what you're trying to get delivered from
yes.
is what you're focusing
and you're
on.
Giving too much energy to it, so it shall live and even strong. Because whatever you give
right.
energy to
exactly.
is going to live. It's the whole process. Okay, listen, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025.
9025 and hit star. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break in 15 minutes. Can you see how powerful? This is why I really wanted to have Dr. Intimacy here on Tando Radio Show. As you all know, Tando is love. And we have you, and this process is so true because love is the great conqueror of all of the ills that we decide to allow to live and abide in ourselves. So true. You know, just before the process, Dr. Intimacy, is so important. So you were talking about deliverance. You focused on one thing, but it's the whole process. Sometimes I think what we do is that we don't allow the process and we don't really, we're not appreciative of the process itself. Because there has never been anything that has happened to you. I always say that 99% of what happens to you sometimes is uncontrollable. Case in point is when you were a child. You couldn't control that. But the most important thing is your response to what has happened. Because your response to what has happened is now going to bear out the next set of events that happen. So don't ever say somebody made you do this or I couldn't control myself or I couldn't. No, you didn't want to control yourself and you want to say somebody made you do it because that's exactly what you wanted to do because that's who you are. You will do who you are. You will do what you are. You will do. You're going to do you.
I'm going to do me.
You're going to do you. So who are you? Is that a full representation of who you are trying to become? Or what you succumb to. And that's very, very important. And your process that you were going through with dealing this throughout your adolescent years, because we have to get into that.
Yeah, they were crazy.
We have to get into that before we get into, you know, growing up. And what has made you Dr. Intimacy, and why is that so important? And what does that mean to you? Because I know for some of our listeners, intimacy can be so many things, depending on who you're talking to. But when you actually spoken or have a relationship with someone that has been through a process of intimacy, they'll give you even more than a definition. They'll give you a course that you should be heeding to, you should listen to, you should learn from.
Exactly.
Because they're giving away, because the process of learning is never complete until you give away what it is that you've learned.
I like it.
So if you continue to hold on to, and this is why sometimes we don't want to expose our you know, insecurities or our vulnerabilities, and we don't want to expose, you know, what we're afraid of. If you never bring those things to light, they will never be disinfected. They will continue to infect you. So I love the process, in Dr. Enson, when you said with the deliverance, that in your second, in your third version, it was not in your first. It was in your first version.
It wasn't in the third.
Right, it wasn't in the third.
It's not in this current version, exactly.
And then you said, you know, that was very, very powerful because if you really think about it, your overall deliverance process, it's something that can be duplicated. You can duplicate it in other things in your life.
Exactly.
And David, this is why it's never, ever over. So let me make sure that we don't have, how much time? Oh, we got plenty of time.
Hey, David.
10 minutes. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
You have a call, area code 404. You're on Tando Radio Show. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Hello?
Good morning. Excuse me. Good evening, sister. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. You're on with Dave, and you're on with Dr. Intimacy. Thank you for calling. What is your question or comment?
Hey, this is Jada. Hey, Brother Dave. Hey, Dr. Intimacy. Hey, Brother Scotty.
Greetings. Good evening.
Hey, Jada from Atlanta. She's from ATL.
Yes.
What's up,
ATL.
Sister?
Nothing. I'm so excited that she's on the radio because, I'm just ecstatic because people don't understand the battle within, the war within, and how people don't want to acknowledge their war and how to deal with it and how deliverance really is important. And because even with my story, I wasn't delivered before I got married, and I brought that baggage into my marriage, and I was always pointing my finger at my husband until I heard the voice of God say, have you thought about looking at yourself and cleaning yourself up, and I'll take care of him. So once I started to deal with my issues, whether it was from youth being told I wasn't good enough, to being dogged out by other guys and having those spirits on me and actually getting delivered from those sexual demons. Then once I got delivered, I was able to love my husband the way that he needed to be loved. So I definitely thank you, and I understand how I had to look at myself as opposed to looking at other people to deal with issues. And being free is continuum, meaning that you constantly have to work on self and have to make sure that every deliverance process, it takes a while. You know, so I'm just grateful that she's on there dealing with issues, whether it's addiction or whether it's anger, all that stuff, because they're all connected. If you were abused as a child, you're going to go out there and look for love in all the wrong places. So you're going to become promiscuous. Then those demonic spirits of promiscuity, you're going from person to person, wondering why you can't even find somebody. Meanwhile, spiritually, mm-hmm. you are married to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So when you actually, when your husband finally finds you, you jacked up. And
yes.
I tell these young girls today, I said, stop sleeping around. What you got down there is golden. Stop. I said, because you don't even know what these people are putting. Come on. I'm sorry. Go ahead, no. Brother Day.
No. Go ahead. No, sister. You are spot on. I don't want to interrupt you.
Oh, and I tell them, I talk to these young girls. I said, you have time for that. I said, but you're looking for a husband. I said, you're not looking for a boyfriend. A boyfriend is temporary. I said, and the funny thing is, in the Word of God, it says, a man who findeth a wife find a good thing. I said, once you line up with the Word of God and you allow him to produce what he has for you in your life, I said, trust me, a man will treat you the way you need to be treated. You're not going to be a whore to him or somebody that's to be abused, because when he lays down with you and he actually injects something in you, he's not only injecting his semen, but he's injecting his hate, his anger, his frustration, his distaste for life, everything. You're wondering, what? Hey, I didn't even have that before. So why am I, is that enough? I've already suffered with anger. Now I got rage. I feel like killing something. Now you got rage and then you got murder. You done tapped into some stuff you had no business tapping into. Next thing you know, somebody pops off, you pull out a knife, and the adversary already set the stage for you. He already set it. But we gotta chop it down. That's, I teach my kids, I mean, because I went through it. The deliverance process was hard, and it was funny because God had to lay me down in the hospital, and I was like, God, you know, one minute you're sitting there and you're not even thinking about sex. Next thing you know, your thing is like on fire. You're like, whoa, where's that coming from? I'm not even thinking about that. I'm thinking about what I'm trying to do for dinner. There's a demonic spirit down there. Get rid of it. Hello. Just saying. I've been through it. I walked it. Till I actually laid my hands and said, okay, God, you're going to have to deliver my vagina from this thing right here. Because it is trying to control my life. Because every time you look at something that ain't yours, you want it. Come on, talk. It ain't ours. You got to wait for your husband. And I bless God for William. Because he loved that hell out of me. Because I had such a spirit on me that was so unreal. He'd be like, you know what? I'm not giving you no divorce. I'm not giving the adversary what he wants. And that's when I took a good look and said, I don't want to be like my aunts and them. I want to be like the woman of God you wanted me to be. And then that's when my deliverance process took place, and I got on my hands and knees and said, thank you. Now that hunger down there ain't there no more. Only person I want is my husband. You shouldn't be like a vulture scouting for every, oh, a female shouldn't be like that. So what's really going on? This is spiritual warfare. Come on, talk. People better get it. And it starts with dreams. Demonic spirits molesting you, even in the dream world. Come on. I'm just saying, I'm being honest here. Next thing you know,
no,
they call
you
it wet
sure
dreams.
Are.
No, they're Ichabus and Succubus molesting you. Next thing you know, you done made a mess on yourself, and you're waking up like, whoa, that junk was real. When I did my research, I researched for years. And I said, God, I don't want this, and I don't want this passed down to my children, because that's not their portion. Their bodies are holy and no demonic spirit, and that's what it starts. So one thing about me is I'm transparent. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing, and I'm going to be as honest as I can. because if I can even help somebody with my testimony and my story to come out, then so be it. But I don't. As soon as you ask God, say, God, deliver my dream girl, because in your word it specifically says that you minister to us in our dreams. So why are demonic spirits humping on me or raping me or doing something sick? If you have a nightmare or a sexual nightmare, that ain't God. God would never give you a nightmare. He would minister to you. Like the other day, he ministered to me and he was talking about business. That's the type of stuff he'll minister to you. In fact, it'll be so deep, as soon as you wake up, you grab a pen and paper and you'll be like, okay, God, I'm gonna do exactly what you say to me.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You're writing it down.
Come on, talk.
No, you go ahead. You are spot on as always. Yeah, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you.
So here I am suffering with this. Next thing you know, it's attacking. It's in your bloodline, too. Come on, talk. Next thing you have your little kids humping in the bed. Whoa, hold up. They ain't never seen me do nothing in front of them. Where's that coming from? Generational. Come on, let's talk. How far does it go back? That's the question. Okay, God, I need you to deal with that in my bloodline. Then when you make a list of it, from pedophilia, for all that, you got to make a list. My list was 72 things in there. No, I haven't done any of that weird crap, but it's in my bloodline. Somebody did something weird, whether it was cousin, uncle, friend, mama, father, somebody. And I said, enough, it stops right here. Because I don't need something jumping on them. Next thing you know, they acting weird. Hello. I mean, I put rape down there because somebody was raped. My mother was raped. I didn't even know that until last year. Hello. The spirit of rape was in my blood. Spirit of molestation. All this type stuff. It ain't mine. But when you read your word and all this stuff kind of falls, this village comes into your blood, you better deal with the bloodline. Here's the biblical proof. When it says, when Cain slew Abel, what cried out but his blood? So blood has a voice. That's why these people do demonic rituals, whether through animals and or people. Why? Because it has a voice. And the voice comes against you.
So hold on, Jay, hold on, because we got to get ready. One second. We got to get ready to go to the commercial break, and I don't want to, because what you're saying is so powerful, and we want to definitely, you know, back to intimacy before we go to the commercial break. And Jada said something that's so important. And big shouts out to the VP, Will.
Oh. I'm sorry, Dr. Intimacy. So I hope I didn't.
The inheritance.
Sorry.
If you can leave an inheritance of money, an inheritance of prosperity, mm-hmm. what makes us think that an inheritance of condemnation, of damnation, of demonic entities, what makes us think that we won't be able to pass that down as well? And this is so, so true. Listen, everyone, getting ready to go to a commercial break. Hold on, Jada. There's going to be a real quick break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. Talk to Dr. Intimacy. We're going to come back to you, Jada, if you have a specific question for Dr. Intimacy, because you should be right here between, there should be the three of us right now. So much love, much respect. Hold on, we're going to come back to you. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. This is why we do this show, because of you. We much, much love, much respect. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Oops. Welcome back, everyone, to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, the very intimate conversation with Dr. Intimacy, and I just want to thank you so much, Dr. Intimacy, for you just being you, you know, because you could have chosen to do so many other things, but you chosen to exemplify the true meaning of love. True meaning of love, in my opinion, is when you stop living for yourself and you start living for the advancement of someone else. If you didn't decide to do what you're doing now when it was difficult, then Jada would have never heard you. Jada would not have the opportunity to read your book and to break that demonic inheritance, which she is already broken. But there is a relationship and fellowship that we have to continuously have, because we have to nurture, because whatever you give your energy to shall live. What are you giving your energy to?
Right, right.
And so I just want to thank you all. We're going to go back to Jada real quick to see if Jada has a question for Dr. Intimacy, because Jada, hold on. I'm not going to let you off the hook that easy, Jada.
I was getting ready to get off the phone because I didn't want to take her spotlight. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good. No. So you're perfect, because let me tell you, Jay, what was so important was that not only were you giving to the listening audience, you were giving to Dr. Intimacy, myself, and that's very, very important. Never, ever, ever apologize for a sincere offering. Never, ever apologize for that. So I just sincerely thank you, sister, and you know, it's amazing how as we go along and we start to learn more and we're able to put down the shame of things. So, and once we're able to do that, then we can start to deal with everything. So very, very important. And I absolutely love you for that. And I'm proud of you. And it just speaks volumes as to the warrior that you are. See, soldiers takes orders and warriors maintain overall sovereignty. So, Jada, is there a question that you have for Dr. Intimacy, because you would want to ask or to engage in?
Yeah, Dr. Intimacy, I would love to get a copy of your book, one, and how would I get it? And two, when did you this topic is so important for us as a people. I'm just ecstatic that you're actually talking about it, because people don't understand this has always been our destruction. And, you know, with all the media and all everything that pushes this desire and to foster our lust within, how do you keep a sound mind, body, and spirit?
Okay, well, thank you so much, Jada, for everything that you add. I mean, what you said was so powerful. I hope you're working on your book, because we need your voice resonating throughout the earth as well. But anybody can get my books from drintimacy.com or Amazon. It's better if you get them straight from my website.
Only from Dr. Intimacy's website, please.
Yeah, drintimacy.com. You can get my books there. But in terms of how I maintain, I think that's such a good question, and you hit the nail on the head when you were talking. I actually typed it into my Facebook chat as you said it. You said freedom is a continuum. Being free is a continuum. Man, that was so powerful to me, because, you know, people ask me, like, when did you get delivered? It's like, no, how far am I in the process? You know, it's not even over.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even over. It is a continuum. Deliverance is not a once and for all, okay, phew, I'm glad that's over with. That's why, you know, an alcoholic, once they've gone through AA, is always referred to as a recovering alcoholic.
Sure.
And I think we have to look at it in that sense. And not to say that there's not complete and total freedom in the blood, because I believe that there is. The Bible says, whom the Son has set free is truly free indeed. But the fact of the matter is that we will always be subject to the appetites of the flesh. The flesh doesn't get delivered. The flesh doesn't get saved. That's why we have to take these bodies off before we go to heaven. He said we're going to have to take off the incorruptible, and I mean the corruptible.
And put on the incorruptible.
Yes. That's right. And so the nature of the flesh is never going to change. The appetites of the flesh is never going to change. Our bodies are a part of the falling world, which has not been redeemed. And so keeping that thing in mind that you said, Jada, that it's a continuum. It's a continuing process that we walk through every day, that even when we have been completely delivered and set free from a particular thing, whether it's a lust or a lesbianism or addiction or, you know, whatever it may be, it has to be maintained.
Yeah.
It has to be maintained. Anything that you wash does not stay clean forever.
Boom. No socks.
you know,
hashtag, no socks.
Fist bump on that, you know.
That's so
teeth
true.
Have to be washed again. Cars have to be washed again.
Yes, your mind.
Yeah. So anything that's washed can always get dirty again.
It will.
Yes.
It will. Yes.
You know, I mean, you can go, and I'm in my office. I wasn't here for 3 days. When I came back, dust was all over everything.
Mm.
Nobody was in here. It wasn't being used, and still dust settled on everything.
Mm.
So we have to be washed continually, like constantly washed.
Okay, so I don't feel bad.
No. None of us should feel bad. We have to be washed constantly. And the way we wash ourselves is, the Bible says, to be washed with the cleansing of the water of the Word. Yahushua said to his disciples before his crucifixion, he said, I have washed you with the words I have spoken to you.
Continue. So, Sister J, thank you so much. Great, great insight. Great. Thank you for sharing with us your question. And, you know, I truly, truly appreciate you. Continue to listen to Tando Radio Show, because it's not just about the preparing that we do here on the show. It's really about us becoming self-sustaining for one another. And you, sister, are one of the true warriors that we have. And I appreciate you. Much love, much respect to you and Brother Will. Can't wait to actually see you guys in Atlanta.
Thank you.
Okay, I hope we didn't. Okay, she probably dropped off. Okay, you know what, Dr. Intimacy? You know, it was a couple of things, and this can't just be a one time. We're going to have to do this again, because
okay.
It's just so much. Because, you know, when we open up for calls, callers bring in. You start to minister. You start to focus on them and not you. You know, and that's so important. And one of the things that you said was very, very important. I want you to elaborate a little more on it, because it's very significant about our flesh, and I think that our flesh is corruptible because it's not eternal.
Right.
Exactly. It's not meant to sustain you forever. So it has an immediate, insatiable appetite that it will continue to consume to its own demise and destruction, because that's its end.
Mm-hmm.
That's its purpose. So that's one of the reasons why, as men, and I don't know if you sisters know, but testosterone is a beast. It is a beast. You just don't know.
Listen,
it makes you.
Estrogen ain't no joke either.
I'm pretty sure it is. But when you said that, it just brought a different observation that I had, and that's why it's so important for us to seek good counsel,
mm-hmm.
to be in the midst of those that resonate, just not just for themselves, but this is why I always would much rather be around individuals that are builders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of takers, you know, because takers really don't have anything to offer. They offer you. They're going to take from you.
Mm.
One of the things that I remember with Malcolm and Martin, one of the things that I was very disappointed in our community, was that our community wanted Malcolm and Martin to treat them like Jesus while we kissed them like Judas.
Mm.
And when I say that, because when Malcolm and Martin were assassinated, our community left them, their family, what they love. Our community did not continue to support and to for once stop eating from the tree and start feeding the roots. Because if you continue to pick fruit from a tree, you're going to pick it bare. And so often we don't like to feed the roots. So we always want to eat the fruit. And you talked about the flesh. And I think that's so important, because the flesh is very is how we've been, what we actually cater to the most in today's world.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to remove ourselves from as much as we possibly can, because it's temporal. Why are we investing in something that is a temporary so much? You know? And if you would, Dr. Intimacy, when, throughout your growing up, what was your process? What was Dr. Intimacy's process to suppressing that temporal being into to really focus more on the eternal direction that you're going? You know,
mm-hmm.
because that is more important. Because I always say you have to be careful what you think because you'll say it. You have to be careful what you say because you'll do it. Be careful what you do because then it becomes your habits. Be careful of your habits because it becomes your eternity.
I'm going to say one statement. I've never phrased it this way, but one of my mentors, Mike Murdoch, said that answers will only reveal themselves to questions.
Oh, wow.
So when you ask the right question, then the answer reveals itself. But it's coming out in a way that I never said it before because of the way you asked that question. I surrender my body to love.
Boom.
Hashtag. No socks.
You know what? I surrender. Talk about that, Dr. Because, what does that mean to you?
Because I thought about Paul saying in the Bible, I become a slave to righteousness. He said, whatever you obey, you become the slave of. So if you obey sin, you become a slave to sin. If you obey righteousness, you become a slave of righteousness. And when that ran through my mind, I was like, well, what is the modern application of that? How have I actually applied that in my life? And the application of it is you have to surrender your body to love. I'm not saying that I already always perfectly do that, but because the flesh is not going to change, you know, Yahushua said, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning, and he fell to the earth. And
the morning star.
That's right. And he was also referred to as the prince of the world. That's what the son said about him. He was the prince of the world. And so In other words, everything that is on the earth, everything that is of the earth, and that includes our bodies, were made from the earth.
From the earth. From the, exactly.
They were made.
That's where I wanted you to take this. Yes.
The earth. And so we're made from dirt. So how can something that's made from dirt not be dirty?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? How can if you try to wash all of the dirt away from the flesh, then the flesh would cease to exist because it, the very essence of it is dirt. It is corruptible.
Yes.
Okay? You understand
yes.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so, and that's why the son even said, why do you call me good? Somebody referred to him as good rabbi. He said, none is good but my Father in heaven. He considered himself even not to be good. Why? Because he took on flesh. And once he took on flesh, he could no longer be perfect. He was perfect in his spiritual nature as a divinity of God, but as a human being, he was imperfect like the rest of us just because of the very nature of the flesh. And that's why his flesh had to die.
And you know,
his spirit never died, but his flesh had to die.
And you know,
he surrendered his body
he
to
did.
Love.
But wait, you made a great point.
What?
You made a great point, and I want to reiterate that point. Sometimes you have to speak to the audience that surrounds you.
Mm-hmm.
And the Prince of Peace was speaking to the audience that was around him because the question that came to him is what you said. You know, I always say, and it's amazing that you say, I say the question is always more, a question is more important than the answer because
mm-hmm.
the answer is temporary while a question is eternal. Because of that individual energy and that individual that asked that question of Christ, he realized that you are in the flesh yourself, and this is why you don't see me as a spiritual, and we don't look at each other as a spiritual being.
Right, right.
And we always look at ourselves, am I too heavy? Am I too tall? Am I too short? Am I too light? Am I too dark? Am I too this? Am I too that? Those are all the self-esteem issues that are being used to manipulate us in slavery.
Mm.
In slavery. So it's... You always have to be cognizant of your surroundings,
uh-huh.
who you're around,
uh-huh.
you know, because you and I may have one conversation, but if one energy, one spirit comes in, that may totally change that whole environment.
It will, not may, it definitely will.
We talked about that yesterday with your process, of, you know, through your former marriage and everything else. I didn't know we were going to delve into that, but that is so, so true. And Dr. Intimacy, so It's, let me make sure, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, I want to definitely, if you have some questions for Dr. Intimacy, please give us a call, 866-510-9025. Definitely do that. We only have 45 minutes left in the show. We definitely want to hear from you, 866-510-9025. So, Dr. Intimacy, so here we are now, 2017.
We're in 2017.
Halfway through 2017. This year is flying by. For you, Dr. Intimacy, what's important to you now, and what is it that you want to do with Dr. Intimacy's energy in the future? What's important to you right now? As we, what are you working on? What's important to you? Not just you personally, not anyone else, but Dr. Intimacy personally. And the reason why I ask that, because I think it's very important that we start to fall back in love with ourselves. You know, Jada talked about, you know, her husband, you know, she had to get delivered. One of the things that really happens is that you have to first start to love yourself to be delivered.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because if you don't love yourself, you'll never be delivered.
Very
so
true.
In loving you, Dr. Intimacy, which is very, very important, what is it that you love and what's important to you right now?
Well, that's two different questions now.
What's important to you right now?
But you know what? I'm glad you asked me that because I was hoping I'd really get to delve into this really deep, hidden, you know, almost secretive thing. Not that I intended to keep it a secret, but nobody ever asks, you know, because they just think, you know, they think I'm okay. I think the most important thing to me right now is I feel like I'm on the final leg of my journey to complete and total deliverance from all of these things that happened to me. And this is coming, thank you, Holy Spirit, because it's really like downloading right now. But when I was sexually molested, I was almost three when it happened. I'm 41. I'll be 42 in July, which means I'm coming up on 40 years since that happened to me. You see what I'm saying? It's almost 40 years, and you know 40 years is that testing. Yeah, that's right. 40 years is that testing period. It's that trial. And I feel like I'm on the last leg of the journey of a complete and total birthing, you know, rebirthing from that whole situation. And it's interesting that I've been doing this for 20 years and I have all of these books and this show and everything, but there is something that plagues me. You know, there's just something that continues to plague me. And the last leg of the journey is often the most difficult because your energy is the lowest. You know, you are tired. Your muscles are tired.
Your monkey mind kicks in.
You're hungry. You're sleepy.
Yes.
You're frustrated. And that's a lot of times when you want to quit. And this last leg has been so difficult for me. You know, I laugh a lot. I'm fun. I'm humorous. But I think probably I'm in a kind of subconscious, you know, emotional pain almost constantly. It's like a constant underlying emotional pain, you know?
Yes.
Like my core. At my core, I hurt. I help people, I laugh a lot, but at my core, at my molten core, you know they talk about the core of the earth, the core of the earth is molten lava.
Yes.
At my core, I hurt. And this deliverance hasn't seeped all the way into the core yet. It you know, when you drill down into the earth, you have to start at the crust. And so it's a process to drill all the way down.
You
to get
through
to
bedrock. There's so much you got to do.
Come on.
I know, yes.
And so it's like what Yahweh has been doing with me hasn't gotten down to the core just yet. And so I can always feel that underlying wave of pain. You know, I want it to go away. Dr. Intimacy, the mission statement that Yahweh gave me, and he gave me that name, the mission statement is God's physician to the nations, healing the broken bonds of heart-to-heart intimacy. That's my mission statement as Dr. Intimacy. I'm his physician to the nations, healing the broken bonds of heart-to-heart intimacy. He told me I'm a surgeon. That's what he said. He said, baby, you're a surgeon. He said, that's why you cut people the way that you do. But hear me, and hear me well. A surgeon cannot operate on themselves. And so while I go out and I heal and I fix and I operate on other people, I have to be a patient of him. And I have to be patient in being a patient, because I can't tell the surgeon how to operate on me. Nobody can tell me how to perform my surgery when I'm working on my patients, and I can't tell the surgeon how to operate on me. And so, you know, I'm like, you know, are you finished yet, Lord? Like, you know, I'm hurting. I'm out here helping people, and I'm hurting, you know. I'm still crying myself to sleep too many nights. When are you going to fix this? When are you going to fix me?
A question is more important, you know, than an answer.
So that's what's really important to me right now, is completing my personal journey. I've really come to understand who Dr. Intimacy is and why I am. Not just who I am, but why I am. And the reason that Yahweh has allowed me to hurt the way that he has, as long as he has, is I understand people's pain. I understand pain in a way that I think most people will never comprehend it. And I mean on all levels, because I was sick as a child. I had a chronic illness. And when I was a child, I was in so much pain, David, that it literally hurt to blink my eyes, to do this, hurt, to breathe, just to take a breath was excruciating. I wanted to stop breathing because it hurt to take a breath. Moving, sitting up, going to the bathroom. I can remember one day recently, I don't know, it was sometime in the winter, I was cold, it got chilly outside, and I put a hoodie on, and I just started weeping as I was putting this hoodie on, because I remember when I was a little girl, my mom had to buy all button-down shirts because it was excruciating to lift my arm up to pull a shirt over my head.
Lupus?
I would cry. Yes.
Okay.
Lupus, how did you know? That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I would cry to put a shirt on. And I was just rejoicing one day this winter because I was cold, and I just threw a hoodie on.
Oh.
I was throwing my arms in a hoodie, and I was like, wow. You know, we have to remember what God has brought us from. But I know pain in a way that most people will never know. I know physical pain. I know emotional pain. I know spiritual pain. I know the pain of healing other people and not being whole myself. And Yahweh uses that to keep me tender. He uses it to keep my compassion at a maximum for other people, because I always understand when people are hurting how important it is to focus on them getting healed. You know, that is my focus, that people get healed. And a lot of people don't understand that about me. So if you're watching on Facebook Live right now and you see my post, some people get upset about the things that I post. I'm a surgeon, so I cut you. But my focus is always that you get healed.
Yes.
I'm never intending to hurt anyone, because I know pain and I know how much it hurts. Something about me, my conviction is so deep. If I hurt somebody, man, if I have a bad day and I just like pop off at the mouth or something, I don't sleep at night. That thing will ride me for weeks.
Oh, I love you for that.
I can't get away with it.
I love you for that.
I cannot get away with just getting funky with somebody, right, having an attitude. I can't get mad at the grocery.
And that's against the norm now.
No.
See, that's not popular. What the fad is, that is you actually profess that. You actually boast about doing that. And say, but I'm so proud of you that you do that. But go back, because this is so important where we are right now. And that doesn't need to be interrupted.
Right. But that's what, you know, that I feel like I'm on the last leg of my journey. I think the process of my pain is close to fulfilling itself. The purpose of it is close to being completely fulfilled, as I'm understanding who I am and why I am. And I want to keep saying that, who I am and why I am. And we're talking today about people discovering their purpose, and that's part of it. You have to understand not only who you are, but why you are who you are. And so I feel like I'm getting to the end of this, and I want to stay focused on that, because I know it's not God's portion for me to continue to help other people and never be healed myself, never experience, like, deep down in my core, real joy, real happiness, real wholeness, And I've discovered self-love. That took a while, learning to love myself. That was a huge journey for me because I thought I was so ugly and, you know, I just hated myself. I did. I couldn't stand myself. And so just learning to love me was a huge journey, just appreciating myself and my flaws. Part of loving yourself is embracing your flaws. I don't think I'm perfect. Matter of fact, I know I'm not. I'm like way so far from it. But learning to embrace my flaws and love me in spite of all of that, that is how God loves.
Yes.
See, you got to love yourself the way the Creator loves you. He loves you in spite of
everything
that is wrong with you. And so you have to love yourself in that way. Before the foundations of the world were laid, he chose us in himself for us to be blameless in his eyes. That's Ephesians 4:1. Notice that the scripture says that he chose us to be blameless in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we would be blameless, just in how he sees us. And so you have to see yourself as a blameless person, and not in any arrogant or prideful way, but you have to see yourself through the perfection of the Father's love. So just learning to embrace myself and my flaws and everything. But one of the things that you know, I'm like I'm waiting for is, like, God, I want you to send somebody that's going to love me now. You know, and that's
okay, hold on. We got to put everything down because
okay.
This is too important. this is too important. I want you to say what you just said and continue from there.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
No one is coming. You are perfect for who you are. There isn't anything that's coming. Everything. You remember when Jada talked about her womb?
Mm-hmm.
And we both said it's silver because it's the most valuable one.
Okay.
You're the silver.
Right.
You're the silver. You're the disinfectant. You disinfect everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and the reason why, I don't know, I kind of set you up on this.
Okay.
Because I kind of felt this, you know, with you. And it's a good feeling. I felt that you were someone that has been giving too much and denying yourself much. You were giving too much and denying yourself of much.
What do you mean by that?
As I spoke about Malcolm and Martin, remember I said that our community wanted Malcolm and Martin to treat them like Jesus while they turned and
kissed them
like Judas?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things is that when we become givers,
mm-hmm.
we will attract selfishness around us.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that you have, and I'm going to just plainly say it, Dr. Intimacy. You are Dr. Intimacy, but you have to be intimate with you first.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we are right now. And you are a beautiful, beautiful spirit. You already know that. You have a beautiful mind. You have a beautiful temporal body. But the most important thing is that what energy are you feeding? Because if you're not feeding yourself that which is nourishing to all the body, you'll be malnourished.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You may weigh 400 pounds, but be malnourished because you're not consuming food that brings nourishment. Same thing with all things. Oops, did I mess it up?
No.
So what I want to say, Dr. Intimacy, is that you have to start focusing on you and realizing the focus of you is that you're already who you're supposed to be, and that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it's very difficult, especially when we give so much, you know, because when we give so much, energy is something that can be taken, and it has to be replenished. The energy of your day. Let's say you go running. Case in point. You go running, and you go running to the store for your neighbor to bring them back food.
Mm-hmm.
You go run to the store and come back. You do that, they get food, but you're still hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to run with your energy just for you.
Right.
And that's the core. That's why that's why this drilling to your core. Because at your core, your great energy is not supplying the planet, you. And if you start to supply your planet, you first, then you will be able to do it in a more holistic way with everyone else.
Mm.
Because if you don't, if you always, let me tell you, there's three types of people: pushers, pullers, and riders.
Okay.
Pushers, pullers, and riders. There will be people that will ride you to the top and watch you go all the way to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
There will be people that will be there to help you push you get to the top. But if you, as you put, as you're pulling, because you're a puller, puller means you take on all the weight of the riders, the burden, and those that are pushing too. Because whatever you're pulling is strapped to you. So when you go downhill, it's like going up a pyramid. You're moving a block up the pyramid. Mm-hmm. It's attached to you. When everybody else can get out the way, when it goes down, it's the gravity of it is pulling you all the way down, and you not coming back up.
Right.
So the emphasis, Dr. Intimacy, is that you have to be intimate with you in supplying your needs first and foremost. First and foremost, then the process of you being able to love everything around you will become complete. Because if you deny yourself, there will be nothing that you will ever have. We have to stop denying ourselves, especially for individuals such as yourself. You do so much for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to do exclusively for you so that you can replenish what you give away.
Mm-hmm.
If the storehouse has no food, then the masses will starve. As well as you, you have to do it as well. So I want you to focus more on that in the rest of this year. And I know that you give great advice to other people, but this is something that you have to live by
so
for
I
you.
I feel like since you are ministering me now, I feel like
we got to go to a commercial break real quick.
Okay,
listen,
okay.
Listen, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And we are here with Dr. Intimacy. We got 15 minutes left. Definitely give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. It's a great, great show. We're going to be doing this again. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Dave, we're back, and you do have another call. Hello, Dave, can you hear me? Okay, for some reason we're not able to hear Dave. Dave, are you there? Dave, your audio is real low. Can you hear me?
Okay. How about that, Scotty? We're good to go?
Try it again.
Oh. What's that? Are we good to go? Can you hear me better now?
Yes, yes. And you have two calls on the board.
Okay. You ready to take some calls?
Wait, I have to finish my statement.
Okay, hold on. The callers, one sec, because this is very powerful.
All right.
Go ahead.
Because every time I say that, somebody immediately, like, attacks him. Well, not attacks, but they interject, like, Lord, what are you talking about? And I want to explain what I meant by that, okay? When I say that I want, you know, I'm waiting for somebody to love me, I don't mean the general
population. I knew that, yes.
My children,
or not.
Love the snot out of me, my mom, my sisters. I have some very close friends. I have, like, some really loving followers that genuinely, deeply care about me, some mentors. My mandate on the earth is to talk about intimacy and love, and, of course, that deals a lot with marriage. And I'm speaking specifically about a man. I want that, you know, that husband that loves me like Christ loved the church. I want it. A marital relationship is the only relationship where you can fully express the full capacity of love. It is the only relationship in which you can experience the fullness of love on earth in every capacity. I mean, completely maximize it. And so since that's my assignment on the earth, and that's what I'm always giving out, the incompleteness that I feel sometimes is because I've never been able to feel that reciprocated onto me, and I have a big wound from my marriage because of how deeply I loved my husband, and he did not love me. And so, you know, it's just a big wound, and I feel like I need that fixed. Like, when this man raped me when I was 2, he took away from me the silver that I was supposed to be able to present to my husband. And so it's like a man coming, loving me anyway, in the form of flesh, because I know that I'm loved.
Yes.
I mean, I go to bed knowing that I love me, God loves me. I don't have any questions about that. But the redemption, you know, it's not just being forgiven. The redemption and the restoration is for a man to give back to me what a man took away.
That's your practice.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. I definitely, and I understood it to be that. And I was one of the things that I wanted to express in that is that that relationship is very near. And the thing about it is that you have positioned yourself for that relationship to materialize.
Mm.
Your husband may be going through that process right now himself, and he's not ready.
Right.
We have to never, ever hasten the process, because you are eternal.
Okay.
You are eternal. And when at the appropriate time, it will happen, and it will be the most beautiful exchange that you will have with another human being, because that's the potential of it all. It's extremely beautiful. And so I already, you know, it's very, and I wanted to say this to you. I see it already. You don't see it, because you're closer to it, but I see it. Your listeners see it. And this is why I wanted to take this time to spend some time with you personally and intimately to let you know it's there.
Okay.
He may still be going through the process, and he's not ready yet.
Okay.
And so that is definitely going to come. So you got a couple of callers,
okay.
Dr. Intimacy. Okay, so let's go to a caller. Scotty, go ahead and bring up a caller. Give me the area code. So I'll know in... Scotty?
I'm sorry. I see the caller from Atlanta. I'm unable to see area codes, but that's what's showing on the board.
Okay, got you. Welcome, caller from Atlanta. What is your name, and what is your question or comment for Dr. Intimacy?
Hey, guys. This is Jada calling back.
Hey, Jada.
I just want to... Let me tell you something. I just actually, Dr. Intimacy, I looked at your website. This is going to sound real crazy. When I bought your book 8 years ago, and your book is the one that helped me get delivered.
I knew it.
I promise you, I was in the hospital, and that's when I started seeking God about the spirit of perversion. So when I went on your website, as soon as I hung up from you, I said, wait a minute, hold up. That's unreal right there. I'm actually speaking to the woman of God who actually helped me get delivered from this demonic spirit, one. Number two, woman of God, if you really understood, oh, my God, okay, God, have your way. God is pushing you in another dimension. See, the fight that you're dealing with is not natural, which you already know, but it's spiritual. And it's like you've been being held hostage in the second heavens for a long time. But as I'm talking to you, I said, okay. He said, I'm going to give her the desires of her heart. He's going to fill that void. And it's going to be so unreal. It's going to be something that you can't even fathom in your own mind and even touch. But he's dealing with everything in the spiritual realm right now as we're talking, because the adversary has been holding what you really want hostage. And sometimes when the adversary holds something hostage, you or God's angels have to be your advocate on your behalf. And it's funny, in the book of Daniel, okay, when he was talking about the prince of Persia, okay, and girl, I'm so nervous even talking to you, I don't even know what to do. He had prayed, of course, and it was held up for 21 days, okay? And there, not only Michael had to fight on your behalf, but I'm thinking it was Gabriel also that had to also remove the prince of Persia, move him out of the way. Sometimes there's so much baggage in the second heaven that God has to send another angel to deal with the issue. But he's going to give you the desires of your heart. The confirmation was when I was sitting here and I said, okay, God, when Brother Dave was talking, I said, thank you, God, that was confirmation. God never does things individually. He will always give you confirmation before somebody else speaks. But the man of God is right. Dave, Brother Dave is right. It's coming. The completion is here. And you know how I know? Before December 2016, I said, okay, God, there is, of course, there's war in heaven. I said, but what's going to happen to your children? He said, 2017 for his children is going to be a prosperous year. Those who walk in me. You were walking in him. You're not beside him. You're not somewhere in left field or right field. You're walking in him. He's going to complete you. That void is being filled. But it, just like you said, it's a process. And all I keep hearing is he's giving you desires of your heart, and you will feel a love that no man could ever give you. Because I used to feel that also. And that empty feeling is a desolate place, always feeling like you're hanging or betwixt in between. But yeah, the man of God was right. It's about to be completed. And he has so much for you. You haven't even walked where he needs and wants for you to walk, and just watch. Stuff's going to break off of people. Whatever type of spirit it is, spirit of homosexuality, spirit of abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, all types of things are just going to fall off of people. But he's bringing you into another dimension. He's bringing you into another place. Because last week, when I was actually in the hospital with my son, I was laying down and I felt a shift in the atmosphere. And I said, okay, God, what else are you doing? So I had been seeking him. And I said, there's so much going on. And he said, don't worry about all that. You pray about that. And allow me to do the rest. You line up with me. Like you said, line up with his word. And you're lined up with his word. Now watch what he's about to do. And everything's going to fall into place.
Boom, boom, Jada. Boom, boom, boom. We love you.
What?
So much.
I'm so
sister,
sorry.
Hold on. We got another caller. That sister.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. So I'm gonna.
We gonna talk some more.
I'm gonna connect you.
Air, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna connect you. I'm gonna connect the dots here, Jada, so that you will have access to Dr. Intimacy, and she'll have it to you as well. So important.
Okay.
You see the great work that you have done, you know, and it's even more. So, and I knew that she was involved. She somehow knew who you were and didn't know who you were at the time, because our show was different, but I felt that and I knew it, and I never ever get in the way of it. So let's go to our other caller. We'll get back to that. I'm going to get you in contact with them.
Okay.
Scotty, let's go to the other caller. Much love, much respect. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
It is always good to hear the voice of a friend.
It's always good to hear the voice of a brother. Brother David.
Hey, brother. I don't have any questions at all for your guest. I wanted to come and speak about. My wife has a question. Hold on one.
Hello there. This is Sister David. Can you hear me?
Yes, Sister Davis. How are you?
I'm good. Blessed. Thank you. Yes. And we tuned in a little late, about 7 o'clock, so I just wanted to just iterate. I don't know if all this was already said, but welcome to Dr. Intimacy through our Candle family. And I was listening, and I listened to some of what Jada said. I just want to make two quick facts, and then I'm going to give the phone to my husband. Your name is Dr. Intimacy, and that's really interesting. That's a very interesting name. Because, and then some of what I was hearing is some of the things that has happened in your life and your deliverance and your path to deliverance and stuff. But I just want to make the fact that if your name is Dr. Intimacy, you're saying into me, see into me. You're opening that door to be transparent, because your name is Dr. Into Me, See. You know, break them syllables down. That's in to me, see. So you're kind of giving permission to be that open door that people are seeing in, and people are seeing, and you are seeing out. Because you're seeing the intimacy in other people, because that's the name you're calling yourself, or was chosen to be called. And, which is great. That's a good thing, you know, but it is twofold. And also, I wanted to make, for a long time, with church and all of that, the scripture stuff, you know, my husband and I was very into a lot of church scholarship and, you know, all the scriptures and stuff. But when we talk about being set free, there is some of the scriptures, some of the apostles will say, and I'm driving, so I can't get the reference right now because I'm driving, because I can't do the reference while I'm driving. But one or two of the apostles said to be set free. And another one of the apostles, and you might have to research it, said to be made free. Made free and set free are two different stages. And I think you've been that set free, but your next level is that made free. Because if you imagine people in prison, they open, you know, when your parole is up, they open the doors and they set them free. They go out that door. But prison is still in their mind. When they go, I don't know if you saw the movie Shawshank Redemption, but at the end, you know, the brother Freeman, he couldn't even live. The prisoners couldn't even live outside of the system because the system was inside of them. So even though the doors were left open and they went into society, they couldn't deal with society because they were set free. They were not made free. But the other guy, just say the other guy who set himself free, he broke out of the prison. He was already made free while he was behind the prison doors. And I think that's that next level. You said that you were feeling a little tired. You got that next leg to do? That's your next leg. You're going to be made free. And if you know some of the scriptures talking about the potter, you know, some churches are called the potter's house, because you got to break that pottery down. You got to make it back to the original just piece of pottery that's just a lump of clay, and then you have to redesign that vase. And your vase is coming, sister. Your vase is coming, but that's that next level of being made free, because you're going to be remade by God's hands itself. So that's that next level. You've already been set free, and there's a lot of people out here through Christianity and other religions that are walking around set free. The door is open, but if we have to be made free. Set free from the outside in, made free is from the inside out. And I just want to give it back to my husband.
Well said, Sister Davis.
Woo. Okay, this is Brother Davis coming back at you. Listen, last week's show, I was taking you into the sinking place, but a lot of the audio didn't get out. And there's some messages that you really need to be able to tap into to be able to understand your true sovereignty. When you can operate in your true sovereignty, then you don't have to worry about the boundaries that man sets on you, because that's what his job is, to create laws and rules. But as we begin to open that door, you're going to see that it's in every aspect of your life, whether it's in your business, your personal life, whether it's at your job or whatever, these sinking places are there. And a lot of times people just accept them, because remember I told you about the four natures of individuals, which is, and I keep these in mind because you'll see them, it's the dull nature, the agitated nature, and the lucid nature. And it literally crosses the board. So tomorrow night we're going to go into a greater detail of that, and hopefully we'll be able to stand on understanding the next level, which is we got to start pointing out the coons who are literally in our way because of the purposes that we're trying to achieve. So there you go, brother. Looking forward to you tomorrow night. Brothers and sisters, please have pencils and a piece of paper ready and do call in. All right, Brother Dave, back to you, man.
But much love, much respect. Brother Davis, on Wednesday, this is why I'm able to do the show with you, because he takes over Tando Radio Show. And so Sister Davis had imparted those wise words, because, yes, you have already... You know, one of the things that we talked about is I always allow myself to be captured so I can escape. I allow myself to be captured. So, because when you escape, it shows the bounds and the strengths of you so that nothing could ever bind you. Mm-hmm. And this is what you do, Dr. Intimacy. And let's see, make sure we don't have any other callers, because I definitely want Dr. Intimacy to give some very important information about her, her show, her books. We need to continue to support these individuals. We're here at this beautiful office that you had opened up for us, and I just want to thank you so much, Dr. Intimacy, but hold on, we're going to get to that. Scotty, do we have any other callers in queue?
No.
Okay. So, Dr. Intimacy, before we get out of here, I just want to say thank you so much for inviting us and inviting our Tando Radio Ship listeners into your intimate space. Oh, we do have another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Please turn your radio down.
Yes, oh, I'm sorry. This is the show. I apologize.
That's okay. What's your name and what is your question or comment for Dr. Intimacy?
Well, my name is Anastasia, and my comment is, first of all, I just want to say I love the show. Dr. Intimacy is one of my favorite people, and I watch her quite often, and I also appreciate the other Brother David, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Anastasia.
Hey, Anastasia.
Hey. Hey, y'all, I really appreciate y'all and the information that y'all giving. And sis, I want to tell you I love you first, and I'm sending you a hug.
I'm receiving it. I'll receive it. Thank
okay.
you so much. I'll send them back.
I want to tell you that I heard you, what you were saying when you was like, I want to have a man in my life and I want someone to love me. And to be everything that I want in a husband. I want to tell you that God is that. He is your completion already. And as long as you're looking for it outside of him, you're not going to find it. See, what we have to learn is when we're broken, we always looking for that. We waiting on and looking for our perfect match, and we going through, and we'll hold ourselves. But we got an expectation of something that we've never had, so we really don't know what we're looking for. It's like the guys who say, I want me a diamond, but they not a jeweler, so they don't know your value. God is your jeweler. You know how you... And if you've ever been on a date... I thank you, sis. I love you. I admire you, too. I want to say this. Have you ever been... I want to ask you this. Have you ever been on a date with somebody and the date went wrong or bad or something, and you just like, ooh, forget that. And then when you see the person, they be like, hey, and you like... they be like, you remember me? And you like, not really. You kind of search the thought, right? Because
yeah.
They didn't make an impression. I want you to take everything that happened to you. This is what I did, sis. A friend gave me an analogy. But what I did was I took the analogy and I applied it to my situation. Because, you know, we done shared, both of us was molested when we were young. Mine happened by my dad. And I'm going to show you how amazing God is. I just buried my dad on March the 1st. My mom died February 29th. My dad died March the 1st, but my mom died like 8 years ago, but they just so happened to die on the same days. My mom died February 29th of leap year, like in 2004. Then my dad, I had to put him off, take him off the life machine, and he was the person who initiated my abuse. I tried to get a baton to everybody in my family. God wouldn't have it. He said I had to do it.
So, so true. Sister, only because I had to interrupt just because of the interest of time. We got to get ready to get out for the next show to come in. Everyone, please go to Dr. Intimacy. Where can they find you? Where can they find the books and your radio show? And then tell them about tomorrow's show that we're going to have tomorrow.
Okay. First of all, thank you for inviting me to talk to your Tondo audience, which means love. I feel so full, okay, being on the show. Thank you, David Wren. You've been amazing. And Black Talk Radio. Yeah, thank you to Black Talk Radio. You guys can find me online, of course, drintimacy.com, or my radio show, which is like my main platform right now, inspiredintimacy.com. Inspired Intimacy Talk Radio, where we're having naked discussions about love, life, and intimacy. Hashtag no socks comes on every Wednesday night live from 9 to 11 p.m. Central Time. You can catch it on Facebook Live or on inspiredintimacy.com. All of the archives are on SoundCloud, okay? So you can just look up Inspired Intimacy on SoundCloud or go to the website. You get all of that information from the website. Get my books, The Spiritual Sexual Perversion Reference Book and STD, Sexually Transmitted Demons. You just heard this lady call in, Jada. She, 8 years ago, she telling me about the deliverance she got from reading my book and didn't even know I was the lady. Man, I'm so blessed. But this thing has resonated through the earth realm. It is a global, eternal deliverance tool. It's not something that goes out of style. I mean, this is a book you keep forever and you give to your kids. So do that. And I also do live insight sessions right here in North Dallas. That's where I'm located. So if you want to come and have a personal, if you want me to operate on you one-on-one personally, you can book a session with me. That's a paid session. That's not a ministry. It's a business, okay? You're going to charge.
That's right.
You charge to sit in this beautiful office.
And you will receive.
Yeah, and you will receive. So definitely. David Wren's going to be on the show tomorrow. Men, money, and love, romance versus finance. What's wealth got to do with it? So we are going to have a fun and amazing show tomorrow. I'm super excited about that. We'll be able to continue some of the stuff that got cut off tonight.
Yes.
But we're going to go in. It's going to be
gonna go in.
Oh, hashtag no sock. You better wash your feet, David, because I'm ripping those socks off tomorrow.
And let me, before we get out of here, and we got to get ready to get out, let me just say this about Dr. Intimacy. Dr. Intimacy, I am glad that you are seeking your perfect helpmate, because the brother is there. And it's going to happen. And that's the important. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful experience. So it is there because you're ready.
And I'm excited.
Sometimes, you know, the other person, you're ready.
And I'm not, just to clarify,
I know you know.
I have to say this. I'm not looking.
No,
say
you
was,
didn't. You
I didn't say I was looking for a man. I said I was looking for the full expression of love.
Exactly.
It's not a man that I want. I want to experience the full expression of God's love in the earth. And it is his desire that we would have heaven on earth. And that's part of heaven on earth for me.
That is. Yeah, and that brother is there. And believe me, it's definitely going to happen. So everyone, okay, it's never goodbye.
Hey, my Facebook family, listen to David. When did your show come on?
Monday,
my Facebook family. Really.
Monday through Friday, right here on Black Talk Radio Network, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I know on Wednesday you come on, so do not miss Dr. Intimacy's show.
Right,
so right
on
after
at 9, so we're good.
Okay, so you can listen to Tando Radio Show. And ours is a preparedness show. We try to get everyone prepared for what's going on in the world. Remember, Jesus was a prepper. Need to always be paired. That way you're never scared. It's never goodbye, everyone. As always, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Bye.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.